Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm in today, in studio today, to read the open letter that I placed inside of my new book, The Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. And this is the open letter inside the book. I want to read it to you all. And if you have not purchased a copy of your book, please do so. And by so doing, support educational missions. Our website, the website on which you can order the book is www.dailymannany.com. All of the information is right there in the broadcast description. And I want you to know that all of the proceeds, all of it, every single penny, every dime is going to be used for the training of men and women in the gospel ministry. I am not taking a penny from the proceeds. I don't need any money. It's not for me. It's for the Lord's work. And with every book that you buy, you're just going to make it happen. And today, more than ever, we need to train ministers for the gospel. Now, before I read my open letter, I want to play a short clip. This was part of an infomercial, Jensen Franklin and Charisma House Book Group, which is his publisher. They did a series of infomercials, and this is a part one of two. It's 3 minutes and 22 seconds long, and I want you to hear this because in this audio tape in this that you're going to hear, Jensen Franklin is really excited. He's so excited to tell you about what the Spirit of Python is all about. So let's listen.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that that you know God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is in our life.
See, one of the themes in his church is the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, the power and presence. So let's see how he lines this up, and then I'll just make two counterpoints when he talks about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit.
And the premise of the book is how that in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are confronted with a woman who was possessed with a spirit that the Bible identifies the name of the spirit. It's the only time in the book of Acts that the name of an evil spirit is given. And it is the spirit of Python. And what was interesting to me is how that Python does not kill its victims with its bite or with its venom, but by squeezing the air or the breath out of them. Breath in the scripture represents the Holy Spirit, represents the presence of God. And so I see a parallel of how the enemy, our enemy, the devil, wants to wrap and coil himself around our lives individually and even corporately as churches and ministries and squeeze the anointing, the breath, the life of the Holy Spirit, where what we're doing.
Now, you see, that's just outright stupid. First and foremost, the Bible says, Jesus told us, he says, now when the Spirit come, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, when he come, he is known as the Spirit of Truth. One of the names of the Holy Spirit is that he is the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said he will lead you and guide you to all truth. Now, this guy claims that his church is about having the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, how can you have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your church and be so stupid? How can you have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your church and its preacher be so moronic? Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. He will lead you and guide you to all truth. So he says, listen, you know, one of the things that we really, you know, are just, you know, head over heels over is the fact that we have the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. So I've already dealt with the presence. How can the Holy Spirit be in him and in his church if they're so dopey? Number two, when you talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, you mean to tell me that the devil comes into your church and wraps himself around your church like a python and is there to squeeze the Holy Spirit out? Did you just say that? Did you just make that idiotic statement? Let's play that again. Let's just play that. I just want to make sure he said that.
Around our lives individually and even corporately as churches and ministries and squeeze the anointing, the breath, the life of the Holy Spirit.
So wait a minute. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. And you mean to tell me that the devil, a finite creature, a creature with limited powers, wraps himself around the church and squeezes the mighty Holy Spirit out? Does that make sense to you? No, it doesn't make any theological sense. It doesn't make any reasonable sense that Almighty God just sits there and lets Satan wrap himself. Remember, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So while Satan is wrapping around us, he gets to squeeze, you know, he gets to squeeze the Holy Spirit out of, and the Holy Spirit just sits there and takes it? Does that make any sense to you? This is stupid. And that's what I contend in the book. Here's my open letter to Mr. Franklin. And by the way, I've given him a wonderful deal. This is my open letter. It says, Mr. Franklin, my purpose for writing this open letter is to extend to you a cordial invitation to debate the merits of your book, The Spirit of Python. Since I have written a trilogy excoriating your entire Spirit of Python teaching, I thought it would be decent of me to give you an opportunity to prove me wrong and to set me straight in front of all Christendom. Debating a little tyke like me should pose no problem for a giant in the faith like you, a man so anointed, so gifted, so highly favored of the Lord, that God waited 2,000 years for you to be born in order to give his church the powerful insights on how to overcome and defeat the spirit of Python. I go on to say, I am willing to debate you 18 times. This would allow us to be thorough and cover every section of your book, the introduction, all 16 chapters, and the conclusion. I'm even willing to give you home field advantage. All debates can be held at the Free Chapel Church of your choosing. Think of the record attendance, the huge offerings, the record-breaking CD and DVD sales, not to mention how putting me to shame would reignite interest in your book, resulting in booming sales again. This would make your publisher, Charisma House Book Group, extremely happy. Well, the proverbial ball is in your court. It's showtime, Mr. Franklin, and church folk want to see you prove me wrong. The question is, will you man up and show up, or will you clam up and go into witness protection? Your representatives can contact me at my email address here below. I await your response. Well, that's the entire open letter. Listen, saints, I've sweetened the pot. I will go to his church. I will go into the lion's den. I will debate him 18 times for each chapter in his book. Think of the record attendance. I mean, it's going to be like a Las Vegas heavyweight fight. If this thing gets, if people find out that there's going to be a debate between me and Jensen Franklin, it's going to be packed to the rafters. Can you imagine the record attendance? Can you imagine people buying CDs and DVD as Jensen Franklin and I just, you know, swing and land theological and biblical blows? It's a heavyweight fight of the ages. And like I said, I will go into the lion's den. I will go into his home field court. I'll debate him the 18 times there. He'll make buco bucks, because I don't want the CD money. I don't want the DVD money. I don't want any cut from the offerings. I want him is what I want. He's the one that I want, not the offerings. And let's see if Jensen Franklin is man enough to man up and not go into witness protection. That does it for me today, saints. I'll be back tomorrow as I read my open letter to his church. God bless you.